time once again for WTZQ's monthly interview with Pardee UNC Healthcare. This morning we have Jeremy Moses, a physician assistant with Pardee Adult and Family Medicine, and we're speaking about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
So you're here again to talk about something that many people don't realize is an actual medical issue. So can you explain to us what seasonal affective disorder actually is?
Sure. So seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression. It's more prominent in the winter months or when it's dark outside. It usually gets better in the summer, but some people have it year round. A lot of times people can experience low energy, having trouble going to sleep or sleeping too much, eating too much, gaining weight, difficulty concentrating, difficulty enjoying things that they usually enjoy, irritability, or in the worst cases, sometimes thoughts of suicide or death.
Are there causes for this?
So we aren't exactly sure what causes it, but it's thought to be related to just being dark outside. So the darkness triggers changes in hormones. Sometimes the neurochemicals in your brain, something like serotonin, which can affect your mood, or also melatonin, which has to do with your sleep regulation. It's thought that increases in those chemicals or imbalances in those chemicals because of the darkness can cause these symptoms.
Interesting. I've never even heard of this. And we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. What experiences have you ever had with this?
Well, the first time I was exposed to this was before I was even a provider. When I was overseas with the Army, we had a particularly gloomy winter. And I don't think the sun was shining for 2 months. Wow. And it had a noticeable impact on our missions, so much so that the general in charge of our task force put out a memo about seasonal affective disorder and some things that soldiers could do for it.
Well, then speaking of, can you share with that? What are things we can do to prevent SAD, S-A-D?
So some easy things to do at home are creating a bedtime routine. When it's dark outside, it's easy to get mixed up on when it's time to go to bed. So to have a specific routine and try to stick with that, make a point of eating a healthy, balanced diet, trying to get exercise in regularly, and then spending time outdoors, especially when it's sunny outside, just to get exposure to the light. If that doesn't seem to be helping with the symptoms, there are treatments that you could do with your primary care. A lot of it is counseling and antidepressants, like we do for typical depression. But another thing that you can try is light therapy. So exposure to bright lights, maybe 20 minutes a day, can help reverse the changes in the chemicals that may be causing the symptoms.
Light therapy. So how does one know that they may be experiencing this disorder?
So it's hard to know on your own.
Yeah.
There are other things that can cause similar symptoms, and it may just be typical depression, or there can be other types of chemical imbalances that can cause similar symptoms. So if you think you may be having a seasonal affective disorder, it may be worth following up with your primary care, or at least giving them a call. I know a lot of primary cares now are doing telephone visits, so it's something you can just discuss with them.
Certainly. So if you're feeling some of these symptoms, if what folks are hearing, if it's describing what they're going through, it might be a very good idea for them to reach out to their medical provider, huh?
Yes. And even if it isn't seasonal affective disorder, if you're having those type of symptoms, I would recommend reaching out to someone.
Sure, sure. What are other things, Jeremy, you can share with us that we should know?
I mean, in addition to it being winter, I think a lot of people are staying inside because of COVID, which is the right thing to do right now. But that can make these symptoms worse. So like I said earlier, trying to find opportunities to go outside and be outside in the sunlight, in a safe environment, if you could go to a park where there aren't many people and just spend some time outside, I think that would be very helpful for a seasonal affective disorder, but just to break the monotony of the quarantine.
Sure, sure, absolutely. I would imagine that during this time with the COVID-19 pandemic, people are probably dealing more with something akin to seasonal affective disorder, I would think.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of an increase in those type of symptoms.
Okay.
Patients.
All right. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And we want to remind folks that if you'd like more information about SAD or finding a primary care provider, it's very simple. Just visit pardeehospital.org.